Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show episode 47, and it's a Tuesday, April 18, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre Show. It's a show where we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre news. So how are you, Ray?
I'm drunk.
You're drunk?
Thanks a lot, man.
Wait a second. Wait, we drove and you were drunk all along?
You kept buying me margaritas.
You bought yourself margaritas.
I bought you sodas, Diet Cokes, and you were buying the margaritas.
All right, fine. But you enjoyed yourself. We had steak tonight, so that was
right,
good.
It was steak tonight.
So we went to Guava
Lamp. How you like your steak?
Medium rare. That's right. No, I had it as medium. So every Tuesday, it's a steak night at Guava Lamp here in Houston. And it's really fun because, you know, a few of our friends are there. Julio was there. You know, doing so his HIV testing and everything, and we had fun. We had steak. I had a New York strip, and you had
a ribeye.
So yeah, Ray and I enjoyed some steak.
And then
this
kept forcing margaritas down my throat.
Right, that's right. So anyway, so that's pretty much what we did today. So Ray, I just came from Mexico to Playa del Carmen last weekend.
Do you have Montezuma's revenge?
No, thank God I didn't. I didn't have any stomachache. I'm not vomiting or anything like that. No, I'm not.
So you must not ate the salsa or drank the water.
Oh, I ate a lot. Oh, I didn't drink the water there. So you use the faucet just to shower, but then we had filtered water or one of those jug things, those big mineral water, or you see them. You water cooler water. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what we had the whole weekend. And some bottled water, so that was okay. And it was funny because, well, it was sad because of all the things to happen to us at a bar, Mike got kicked out of the bar. We were kicked out. Well, he was kicked out for some reason.
The dancers.
But that's what they said, that he was kicked out because they said that he touched the dancer. Of all the people, he would touch a dancer.
Which dancer? I mean,
there are girl dancers there.
And then I'd be like, bitch, I'm gay, and you skanky, so get away.
I know, right? But no, it's kind of, the security was there too, so there are a bunch of guys, so you just don't argue. If you're kicked out, you get kicked out. But of course, what's bad about it is everybody didn't know where Mike was for a while until he text messaged back that, hey, I got kicked out, So, yeah.
If they're smart, they'd kick the whole party out.
Yeah, it's hard to tell which one is in your whole party. So what happens is it's up to you. It's up to the people, your friends, to keep track of where you are. And when they go out, since it was prepaid, everybody goes out of the bar, they can bring in more people to pay. Mm-hmm. So I could see the logic there. So, and if you look at TripAdvisor, Cocobongo was really... had a lot. It has good reviews, but then many people had the horrifying reviews. But because of what happened to them, they got kicked out, or it's a fire hazard. It's actually a fire hazard because people were just shoulder to shoulder. Other than that, to me it was okay because we got to get pampered, bringing drinks and food at the beach, and going to the water. It's just pretty fun. The water's fun too. We went to Tulum. We saw some ruins, the Mayan ruins there. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much it.
Yeah.
The Cocobongo thing, being kicked out of the bar, really
destroyed
the whole trip for us.
I'm sorry, you had a shitty vacation.
I know. Mexico, it's not a... It was not
build
a
the fucking
good...
wall, Trump. Build it.
That's right. We need a wall. So anyway, what did you do? Did you go to the bunnies at the bayou?
No. There was no Easter bunny for me. No Easter ham.
You stayed
no
home.
No friends to spend Easter with. Made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sick all week, most of the weekend.
Did you watch any movies?
I did go see Fate of the Furious.
How was that?
It was very good. Julio was the one friend that called me this weekend and wanted to do something with me because everybody else decided to go to Mexico or leave town or do stuff like that, not invite me. So, but I was sick. I actually had to take a day off work yesterday, so I didn't even go to work on Monday. I was so sick. So mm-hmm. That was my weekend.
Okay.
And let me tell you what, I am done with Luby's in Houston.
Luby's? You went to Luby's?
I went to Luby's Sunday night. I was like, I felt like crap in here. I was like, well, at least I can go get some Easter ham and some potato salad and some deviled eggs. Got there. They didn't have shit. No. They had run out of ham and then everything else that I ordered. So I was like, okay, I'll get this. Tasted like cardboard. I was like, I'm done with you, Luby's. Ever since Papa's bought you out, you've been downhill.
Oh, Papa's bought them? Didn't know.
Papa's bought them out years ago. And they've been steadily going downhill since.
Oh, okay. That's pretty sad. Well, I feel bad. Well, you had a bad experience. We had a kind of a bad experience too. So
yeah. So that's what you get for leaving me.
That's right. Should have just stayed home, right?
Yeah. See, if I'd have went with you, I'd kick the bouncer's ass, and we'd all got to stay and party.
You could have licked the dancer's ass because they're pretty hot.
Well, then I'd got thrown out.
That's right, for licking the bouncer's ass. First, he'll enjoy it, and the next 5 minutes, he kick you out. Yeah. Okay, so I think we have some, we have a few, I didn't read any of these, so will be surprised.
You will be surprised. I'll be surprised. The first one you should have read because you should have went to the webpage and created your, for this week our gay is the Dick Code. So you should have went to the Dick Code page and created your dick pic.
Oh, okay, I see it now.
Okay, so you can send your dick code while dating instead of a dick pic. It's way more descriptive, and you don't have to worry about your dick ending up on Tumblr like I do. It's free, anonymous, and nothing gets stored or shared. You'll impress people with the details you didn't even know mattered. Size is not everything. So basically, you go to the dick code, mm-hmm. which is a creative robot thing, and it's got a bunch of pictures, and you just select on the pictures.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's pretty easy to do. And I'm pulling the page up now.
I'm pulling the page up too.
Yeah, it's a little slow. So, and it's select the pics that best describe your dick. So you got all kind of pics where you're cut. It goes from severely cut to uncut to the different type of heads and shafts. Whether you're bent north, south, the different ways your dick bends, and then you get thickness size, and it compares it to a Coca-Cola can.
This is awesome.
Or link size. So if you're 5 inches, you're about the same length as a Coca-Cola can. So apparently I'm just a small Coca-Cola can, the little mini Coca-Cola can. And then it does girth by the lids of the Coca-Cola can that you can go up to. And then you go into whether your dick's veiny or not veiny. And then does it lean to the left or to the right, or is it straight? Do you have a small head or a big fat head? What's the shape of the head? Do you have little small balls, big balls, whichever? Do you have a lot of no pubes or a lot of pubes? Do your balls, are they hairy or not hairy? And then it goes into a pic of what your groin looks like. And mine has like the super hairy one over here to the far right. And then it goes into, when you ejaculate, does you shoot up, shoot straight out, shoot at a curve, all that kind of stuff. And then you do the number of times you ejaculate when you come. And then how long does your ejaculation last? Is it 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 8 seconds, 12 seconds, 20 or 30 seconds? And then do you do one big splurt, or does it split into two, or do you do little shots, or do you breaks it all up, or is it a thin spurt or a big spurt? So once you select all those things, you can do that, and then it'll give you a code, and you can take that code and paste it into your profile so people can go see your dick pics.
I see.
So Maynard, go look at my dick code and see if you think it matches up to me.
Okay, let me see. I am going to pull up yours.
And I think it's kind of cute. It's a fun, interesting thing to talk about. I mean, because here's the deal. Once that dick pic's out there, it's out there in the digital realm. And learning from experience, my pics show up on Tumblr every now and then, and I'll see them float through, and I'm like, oh.
Okay. The reason why I'm quiet right now, because I am trying to look at the – okay, Ray's dick pic. 6 inches, really?
What do you mean 6 inches, really?
You're longer than a beer can? Okay. You didn't put the veiny one. Yours is veiny, right? I'm kidding. You didn't put that veiny click. Anyway, so it is interesting because I did click on a lot of pictures here. But yeah, interesting that you're able to describe.
So you can post it in the show notes, and everybody that out there in the in our that listen to us that's seen my dick, you can tell me if I was wrong or right.
All right. Okay. We'll give it to everyone.
That's right. then everybody will know, and then you can write in or call in and tell us if you think it's accurate.
I'll put the links on the website. Yeah, it would be nice to. What happens is you have to go to the website. You go to gaygeekbizarre.com, and then click on your and then
click
configure
on it.
Configure. Yeah, click on the link and then configure it, and you know,
and then episode 47. The link.
And then send us the link via email at show@gaygeekbizarre.com, and then we'll see if it's really impressive. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to an app.
All right.
I read about this.
Okay. Finally, an app that connects gay men with wealthy sugar daddies. See, I can't be on this app because I'm a splendid daddy. So,
you're splendid.
Do you need a little sugar in your life? G Daddy, and that's GDADDY, is a brand new dating app that aims to connect wealthy gay sugar daddies with young, sweet sugar babies looking to be taken care of. Where's the one that connects the sugar babies with the sweet daddies that need to be taken care of?
Mm-hmm.
The app launched today and is already billing itself as the number one sugar daddy dating app for gay men. I wonder how Daddy Hunt feels about that. If you're one of those wealthy and successful men that are seeking a sweet guy that would do anything for them for money, the app's description reads, no, I just added that part in. The app description reads, you would definitely enjoy your time here. This is a place where others can't wait to find you and you are the center of their attention. The description continues. We're an exclusive sugar daddy and sugar baby meeting service created by gay members who are seeking new partner for gay sugar daddy relationship. Maybe you're successful and at the top, not bottom of the game as gay sugar daddy. Or maybe you're just attractive and ambitious man, gay bottom, who enjoy the finer aspects of life and want to meet a successful mentor, gay top. But not all gay men are tops. Just because they're rich and successful, they could be gay bottoms too. They might want a sugar boy that's got a big dick.
Yeah.
So this is the right place for you. It's easy and simple for gay casual encounters, gay dating, gay chat, and gay hookup to find your own gay love. So I think there's a lot of gay on this site.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling there's a lot of gay. All you need to do is swipe away. So, and that's a lot of gay. And that's in the article. According to the app's unnamed marketing manager, the app was created to fill a void in the LGBTQ community. Now, there's plenty of little sugar daddy hunters on every app, regardless of which one you go to.
Because
I know I get hit up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a splendid daddy. And then they're like, what's that? And I was like, if you have to ask, you don't know. You can't afford me. There's no lack of gay dating sites and apps online, the marketing manager says in a press release. But the fact that is none of them are especially designed for gay sugar daddies and young men. Now you can put your problems to rest. The app is free to download, although if you actually want to do anything on it, you'll need a luxury membership, which costs $9.99 a month. Now let's go check out some of the reviews. Full of con artists, one of you are right. Stay away from this app.
I bet.
Worst ever. Another person says, don't do it. I ran into 6 catfish and they asked for bank accounts and they don't even live in the U.S., a third reviewer writes. Oh, my fucking God, a fourth person says, wasting my time.
So it's really just out there and it's attracting a lot of trolls, a lot of...
a lot of catfishing, yeah. But if you got to do like a gay sugar daddy, you got to have like a whole vetting process. So if they'd have done this right... You'd had to like provide all this information and pay $50 to do a background check to make sure you are who you are so you can connect actual people to sugar daddies.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's – well, how do you even vet one? They have to
– Well, you can do background checks.
Do background checks for a dating app?
Well, if you want to get the kind of clientele that you want for sugar daddies, yes. The clientele needs to be vetted.
Yeah, that's going to be hard because...
It's just like the old dating sites. You had to go in and do your video dating app to be vetted.
Or you could have something like not Miss Connections, but Comcast, or was it? I forgot what it is, but you send a video, you have a poster video of yourself talking about how you are and what do you like, if you like walks in the beach and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think that needs to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Upload your videos. Okay. So interesting. I didn't know that Ray is a splendid daddy. Okay.
You've always known I've been a splendid daddy.
That's right. Okay. Let's go to the geek Ray. Okay. So Are edible bubbles the future of packaged water? I really don't know. This is found on the Gay Geek Bizarre page on Facebook page. So, the makers of Uho, I think it's Uho.
Oho.
Oho, double O. So, it's probably going to be Uho. Oho, edible water bubbles want to replace plastic bubbles with squishy consumable packaging. The marketing video of Uho, edible water bubbles.
Which y'all should watch. Jump. It's actually quite interesting little video to watch.
Alrighty, okay. I think I did it, but I didn't read the whole article. But like I said, we're reading this right now. So the marketing video of Uho edible water bubbles does its job admirably. You want to hold the squishy spheres. You want to bite into them. They look like a lot of fun and great way to stick it to those ubiquitous plastic water bottles that so often end up in landfills instead of being recycled. Uho comes from UK sustainable packaging startup Skipping Rocks Lab. The Uho bubble is made from seaweed and is edible and biodegradable. You tear a hole in the surface and slurp the insides out or just pop it into your mouth, the whole thing, yeah, which looks way more entertaining than unscrewing the cap from a plastic bottle. Current alternatives to plastic water bottles include reusable water bottles and boxed water sold in a milk carton-like container, which is not bad, right? Yeah. Skipping Rocks Lab say its usual packaging costs less than plastic and can be used for other beverages besides water, including soft drinks and liquor. If you thought Jell-O shots were cool, just wait until you get springy margarita bubbles. That'd be interesting to have alcohol in those containers. But then how do you transport it? You walk around it. Well, it has to be in a Tupperware.
Well, it has to be in something so it doesn't get broke. But, I mean, that's a standard thing that you could buy, like your water bottle. But these are whole things. There's like, you can, instead of somebody drinking from your water bottle, you could dump one out in their hand and they can have something to drink. It looks like, I'm trying to remember that clear Asian gel stuff is that they cook with a lot and they sell as desserts. It's almost like clear Jell-O type stuff because that's what these look like.
Oh, okay.
And I thought they're very interesting. And I was like, well, this is a very cool idea because, you know, these are something you could carry around. You could, they're squishable. So you'd have to put them in a hard package, like you said. Mm-hmm. But I think that would be cool. And it's a lot easier to haul these around than it is to carry a bunch of water bottles.
Yeah, that's true. But then, you know what, that this would be a big hit for liquor if you really put, Jell-O shots inside
it. Yeah. So I mean, it looks pretty cool, and the thing's biodegradable. So, I mean, the whole thing on the video, they show them touching it and playing with them, and I was like, well, if they come in a little, if you could put them in some kind of little individual packet to keep them sterile.
So if you squish it around, you just need to bite on it if you want
you
to drink.
You have to break the actual surface of the little bubble thing that it's in. So, but it's pretty cool. It's very cool looking.
I think tapioca or so is bubble tea.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's just smaller. Bigger, I mean.
Yeah. Now moving on to a bigger body of water.
Okay. So NASA finds evidence that the ocean on Enceladus could support alien life. So this is in Saturn. So this would be interesting. Saturn's icy white moon, Enceladus.
It's not there close to Uranus.
Not close at all. Oh, by the way, they're making a new pronunciation for that because of that term, Uranus. They would Neil deGrasse Tyson was saying Uranus, so it doesn't like it doesn't sound like anus or Uranus. It's they want to change it to
every
Uranus.
Man child will say, "Ha ha, you said Uranus."
Okay, so Saturn's icy white moon Enceladus. has given NASA scientists another clue that it could have the right conditions for life. They found that hydrogen molecules are spewing from the moon, which suggests hot spots on the world's hidden ocean. The hydrogen has been found in icy water that periodically erupts through the moon's crust. And it may mean there are special underwater hot spots in this subsurface ocean. Where frigid water is interacting with heated rocks. These hotspots could be perfect places for small organisms, bacteria, for instance, to thrive. That's because similar hotspots are found in the oceans of Earth and are home to lots of deep sea creatures. They're known as hydrothermal vents. You can think of them as underwater geysers that form along ridges of or openings in the seafloor. In these areas, the frigid ocean water mingles with Earth's piping hot magma, creating chemical reactions that produce different types of minerals and materials, including, yes, hydrogen gas, that rise up from the vents. And these chemical processes are major breeding grounds for microbial life here on Earth. Many experts think that some of the first forms of life on our planet formed around these vents. Similar vents on Enceladus could be similarly abundant. So that's interesting that there's a chance.
This is a much longer article. I only posted the meat of it in here.
Yeah, but so imagine that if we go farther than Mars, and what's after Mars? Jupiter. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. So you have to go,
Uranus.
After Saturn. The problem is, you have to time it in such a way that you're away from Jupiter because, you know, the gravity is too hard. It's too high there if you get near Jupiter. But you have to have in a way that it's straight shot.
Get to the moon. I mean, it's like going to our moon. I mean, it's all stuff. I mean, yeah, you don't want to crash into Jupiter.
Yeah, because that's the problem. If you're near Jupiter, it's going to pull you in because of the mass.
But we got a spacecraft up there now, so it's all good.
That's right. You just need to remodulate the shields to withstand the gravimetric
measure.
What
were you drinking tonight? Because I was drinking margaritas. Did you go outside and smoke something?
I don't know. I just get geeky.
But I think this is great because especially up until probably maybe 20 years ago, people didn't think that they couldn't find life around these vents. And they've actually since then, with the submersibles or remotely controlled, they can get right up on these vents and there's life there.
Yeah. So they're just saying that it is on Earth, that is where organisms happen, vents are. So if there are stuff like that on that moon, then there's a possibility.
Well, you know, there was a sci-fi movie a couple years ago that they did this, where they landed on one of the icy moons and they were testing and something actually took the ship over and killed everybody.
Oh, wow. Wait a second.
And it came from in the water and stuff. So.
Oh, okay. What's that? What?
But I can't remember what the name of the movie was.
Life. No? Starring Jake Gyllenhaal? No.
No, no, no.
That showed a few months ago. No. Anyway, so yeah.
No, that's something different. That came from Mars.
This is
actually, we'd landed, the whole premise of the movie, they'd landed on one of the icy moons, and it might have been Enceladus, but
Enceladus.
I'm half of my Latin peoples out. They need their own moon.
You like Latin moons?
I just like big burritos.
Big burritos.
So I think it's very interesting that they're suspecting life's there. I wouldn't be surprised if life's not already there. And
I'm sure it's going to be like organisms.
Well, I think it might. I mean, if it's been doing this since the same time Earth's been doing it, there might be much larger organisms there. That might actually be some kind of
slime.
Well, no, there might actually be like whale-like creatures.
Well, what kind of creatures?
Like giant fish.
Giant fish type? Oh,
type
yeah.
Creatures.
Okay.
So,
like
frog
types,
I mean, the moon's been around as long as Earth has.
Yeah. That's true.
So, and life just didn't start sparking there, I don't think.
And that's always a possibility. That's why if they find out anything around those vents, which is a big possibility if it's got hydrogen and water. Yeah.
But until we can build a spaceship and get there, then we will never know. We'll just be sending these remote ships out there and they'll be doing what little bitty stuff they can and hope for the best. So
it takes about 6 months. Doesn't it take 6 months to get to Mars? So
no, it takes a little bit longer.
Years?
Well, it depends on how close
Earth
is to Mars. 3 years.
I think it's 3 years. Yeah. So let's just say it's another 3 years to get to Saturn.
I'm sure. Well, I think if you go look in the article, it actually tells you that that it was launched, I think, 2004. And so they're just now getting data back from it and stuff. So it's
and they're finding this out.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I might be wrong on the date, but you can go. The link will be in the note, and it's in the article, and it tells all about all that. So.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the Bizarre Ray.
Okay. Damn it, I can't believe they published this, because now my secret's out.
Oh, that's right. I read about this. Oh, my, really?
Blood from young people may be a secret to fight aging. So this sounds like an episode of the Twilight Zone, trust me.
Or Twilight.
Yeah. Right. A recent trend in anti-aging research sounds straight out of an episode of the Twilight Zone, or if you're younger than 40, the Twilight series. Scientists are infusing blood from young people into elderly individuals to improve health and delay the afflictions of aging. It may sound creepy, but the potential health benefits of the practice are grounded in more than a decade of research, according to the numerous animal studies from Stanford, UC Berkeley, and Harvard. Young blood can rejuvenate aging muscles, improve organ function, help generate new brain cells, and even improve cognition. So far, these benefits have only been seen in mice. We're trying to avoid creating expectations of eureka moment that we'll have people who have severe Alzheimer's disease acting as though they're adolescents again, Jim McCracken, Alkahest said. Now, two Northern California cattle startups, Alkahest and Ambrosia LLC, are conducting the first studies that attempt to recreate the anti-aging effects in humans. The two companies are running separate clinical trials to infuse plasma from people under the age of 25 into older adults to attempt to reverse some of the negative effects of aging and treat age-related diseases. Scientists think certain proteins in the blood either increase or decrease with aging and are behind age-related diseases such as dementia, diabetes, and heart disease. Infusions of young blood may replenish helpful proteins that are lost over the years or block the production of damaging ones that typically increase with age. Although Alkahest and Ambrosia were inspired by the same studies, their goals and approaches to research are very different. And this is a very long article. So go read the article because it's very interesting. So, but here's the whole deal. This is why we age, because our blood cells reproduce at such a rate,
and it replaces it. It copies itself.
So it's like that whole cloning thing. It's basically our blood cells are cloning themselves, and the reason we age is because those cells, the genetic structure, starts breaking down over time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is kind of like trying to reverse that, because you have fresher, younger blood cells in the system repairing stuff instead of old that already have damage due to aging and stuff in them. So one of the, I want to say it was Heinlein that was writing about this, that when they found the miracle to cure aging, was what they did was they found a way to keep the blood cells from DNA from breaking the body when it reproduced the cells. They found a way to keep it from breaking, the cells breaking down over time, so that when it was administered, your blood cells reproduced the same thing, exactly copies all the time. So you didn't age because the cells never changed.
Yeah. So I was thinking that could possibly cause cancer at some point.
What?
I don't know.
Well, that's what causes cancer, that cells get damaged and they start reproducing mutated cells.
Yeah, they reduce too much.
I mean, that's what cancer is all about. I mean, it's a cell in the body that something's caused it to start reproducing, and it reproduces irregularly and not correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's interesting that they have that this could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going to happen now? It's plasma. They transfer plasma, which is right now doable. Yeah. It's very doable right now. It's just a healthy patient or a healthy old man that has blood diseases.
They get plasma infusions and stuff, and after they get the infusions, they feel much better. Yeah. Just because the blood that's replacing there is not damaged like sickle cell anemia and stuff like that. So.
But if they do that does that mean you're actually you're practically feeding off of the young people then?
Yes. And I think there's actually been a couple of sci-fi movies about that happening, where they take younger people and harvest them so people can't age.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Hocus Pocus.
Well, I don't think it's Hocus Pocus.
No, the movie, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah.
Hocus Pocus.
Which Hocus Pocus 2 is now in production, thank you.
Oh, is it really? Oh, wow. Interesting.
All right, Maynard Jr., take this next story. It's all up your alley.
Woof. Oh, really?
Woof.
Woman charged for having sex with dogs claims she didn't know it was illegal. Yeah, woof indeed. So a woman named Carol Bowditch was arrested after a USB stick was found on her property containing several videos made between 2011 and 2014 of Bowditch fornicating with dogs. Officers had been tipped off about Bowditch because images from an orgy in which she performed for men with animals had been circulating on a bestiality forum. In her defense, she did not know any of this was illegal. Oh my God, it's just being stupid now. So the mirror.
Hang on. It's been illegal in all 50 states.
No. There are a few states that it's not.
No. I think
it's illegal now.
I think it's in the last 5 or 10 years, bestiality has been made illegal in all 50 states.
But before that, there were about
how many? Before there, like.
I think there was Seattle wasn't. Seattle didn't
well,
have it.
Well, Washington wasn't. Because
Washington,
that,
sorry.
Where was that? What was that movie that was made about the bestiality? It wasn't Zootopia. It was
Zootopia. That's a
God. We talked about it on Bear Podcast years ago because I watched it. And it was really weird. But it was the guy that he had sex with the horse and it ruptured him and he died.
Oh yeah, Mr. Hands. I remember that. It's called Mr. Hands, and it was in Seattle. He was getting fucked by a horse.
Yeah,
and then it went deep one time. It went all the way in. And ruptured his insides, and he did die.
He bled out internally, yeah.
Internally.
So, okay.
Yeah, and that was, so, oh God, I remember that.
So if you've seen these videos, are probably floating around on Tumblr if you find the right user. So.
Yep, that's right. So the Mirror reports that Bowditch, a 64-year-old rudely described as a pensioner, had oral and vaginal sex with a St. Bernard. Oh, it's a big one, too. Uh-huh. St. Bernard, Black Labrador. Oh, yes, she has taste. And then Alsatian. What's an Alsatian?
That's a big dog.
It's a big dog. Though the morality of bestiality is questionable enough to keep most from engaging in it, the act is technically legal in some states in the U.S. There you go. Not so in England, much to Bowditch's surprise. The prosecutor against Bowditch, Victoria Rose, described the extreme images found on the USB stick to the court and asserted Bowditch admitted freely to committing bestiality. Those images portrayed persons committing penetrative sexual acts with dogs. Also included were images of this defendant herself carrying out sexual activity. Included was an 8 minutes and 59 seconds, oh God, very exciting, very exact, seconds video of Mrs. Bowditch engaging in vaginal and oral sex with a St. Bernard dog named Oscar. God, this is bizarre. When the defendant was interviewed, she admitted she had penetrative sex with dogs. She accepted it had taken place over several years. Oh my God. She was unaware it was illegal. Bowditch did plead guilty to having 37 extreme pornographic images, and the man who resides with her, Daniel Galloway, admitted to aiding and abetting Bowditch in her sexual crime. Galloway was also charged with making and distributing child pornography. Oh, really? Oh, my God. That's horrible. Though he has not yet been sentenced. Their attorney, James Gray, I don't know if you really want to be the attorney in this. Their attorney, James Gray, has said that the couple have both suffered enough via public humiliation. This may be true in Bowditch's case, but hardly seems to scratch the surface for Galloway. Bowditch, however, has escaped jail time. Judge Michael Heath gave her a year supervision. Stop fucking animals, I guess. A year of supervision at a temporary nighttime curfew. Because she does it at night. What you engage in was, first of all, unlawful, and secondly, disgusting, said Heath. I am told that you have received public humiliation as a result of the publicity that this case has attracted. That does not surprise me. Good God. That is really horrifying.
And I think after the deal with, what's his name, Mr. Hands, that all 50 states passed some type of bestiality law.
Because of what happened to him?
Well, what happened to him, and then other people pushed it. And it was like, only at that time, there was only like 4 or 5 states that didn't have it. And since then, all states have passed bestiality laws. So.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So just so y'all know, if you do it, and I ain't judging, well, get your freak on. It's illegal.
It's illegal. So don't have sex with your dog.
But there's a lot of people that do it. So
really?
Yes. Did you not ever watch? There was even an episode of what was the medical show with the surgeons?
ER.
No, the surgeons based in Florida, and they had because Laura Ingalls, the chick that played Laura Ingalls, was on there, and her her dogs had bit her nipples off because she was having sex with them.
Oh, gross.
So
okay. But anyway, so guys, don't have sex with your dogs. All right, so thank you, everyone.
if you do, don't videotape it and share it.
Yeah, don't put it in the USB stick and flung it around. So yeah, that's a good way to end the show, Ray. Bestiality. Okay, so special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. So that's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. And tell us your stories of bestiality. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.